This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The percentage positive of tests for COVID-19 has been on the rise recently in Monroe County. The 14-day average of COVID-19 tests is now more than 5% positive in the Keys. That's higher than rates on the South Florida mainland. 5% is a threshold that public health experts and local governments often use to gauge whether it's safe to ease restrictions. Monroe County kids returned to classrooms in mid-September. That's the same time bars reopened in the Keys. And now that the governor moved the whole state into phase 3, bars and restaurants can operate at full capacity.
If you look around, you don't see the social distancing that you did see or that you were hoping for, and you don't see as much mask wearing.
Bob Eady is the administrator for the State Department of Health in Monroe County. He says the rise in cases is concerning, but he also cautions that small numbers make a big difference in Monroe County, which has a total population of 75,000.
One case means a lot more for us. Two cases means a lot more for us than it would in Miami-Dade or in Broward or Palm Beach.
Since kids went back to classrooms in Monroe County, the school district has reported 12 cases of COVID-19, 9 of them students. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.